Executive Director of the Center for Policy Analysis, Dr. Joe Abbey, says he expects government to come up with interventions to bridge the yawning budget deficit in tomorrow's budget statement. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Dr. Abbey said it is likely government will institute further measures to step up revenue mobilization to fix the challenges the economy is currently experiencing.
We should be looking at three things at the same time. One is, what is the projected deficit? Because that is the talk of the moment, that Ghana, the deficit, after all, is a measure of what you are going to borrow. And we are in a situation in which our attention is being drawn to the fact that our deficit, our borrowing, is getting too big and threatens to raise costs of funds. So that's the first thing that I said people see, that the government, having said 9% and not able to achieve that in 2013, what will be the target for 2014, and what will be the credibility that this time around will be able to achieve it? So that's the first thing. And in doing this, the two related things will be, so there has to be a combination of revenue mobilization as well as expenditure consolidation. So I'm sure that we all should be looking to see, particularly the big guy, the bougie man, the public sector wage bill, and the surrounding issues about ghost workers, how credible would be the new public sector wage bill, and what will it say to Ghana and the world about this ghost worker problem? And finally, the revenue-raising measures to be able, on the revenue side, to improve the government revenue base, so that together with the reduction on the public sector wage bill, at least as percent of GDP, that we'll be able to bring our borrowing needs down. So there's going to be a testing of the credibility of expenditure reduction measures, revenue-raising measures, and the credibility of the deficit.
Look, we are aware that taxes have been increased across the board. Is it not a response to bridging the deficit, sort of revenue mobilization to fix that problem?
Well, I mean, something was bound to come. Remember that earlier this year, after the facts came out that the economy was slowing down and therefore the revenue projections were not likely to be realized, the government came up with a couple of measures to try and shore up revenues. They were not particularly the most embraced. People were wondering, what are you going to gain from taxing fishing nets and stuff like that? Condoms were also raised. The VAT was raised, but that this has not gone very well. So that's one problem. Our revenue already, the revenue area is under question. And now we have the other one, whether the expenditure consolidation will be any better received. So I think at this time we just need to hold our breath. Let's see how the whole thing is packaged tomorrow as to where are we and what's the way forward. I feel a little uneasy about the fact that it will look like the revenue side is already under threat. I don't know. I just hope that we can all get explanations and hold our heads and see our way forward.
That was Executive Director of Center for Policy Analysis, Dr. Joe Abbey.
Meanwhile, expectations are high as Ghanaians prepare to receive the budget statement to be read in Parliament when Radio Ghana hit the streets to seek views of the public on their expectations. There were mixed reactions. While some expect more focus to be on education, others think health must be a priority.
I would want the government to center its focus on the lesser known sports, to upgrade it, to get to the level the way the Black Stars are also making their pick in terms of sports. Talking about athletics, we've been doing well, but it's like the focus is not so much like the way the Black Stars, the focus is on them. So I think if they should focus on the boxing and the athletics, I think we can also chalk up some laurels from that place too.
We expect the government to bring out a package which will actually relieve parents of school fees. The financial situation with the school fees is just too much, and we expect the government to come up with a package which will help we parents to be able to pay their school fees without much suffering, because these days it's just too much.
The government will be reading its budget for next year, and what I'm actually proposing is that they take a second look at the taxes. It's really disturbing we, the business guys in the country. I'm a businessman myself, and even the one that they've passed, that hasn't taken effect. We don't even know how the level of effect that is going to have on us, but the previous that we're paying is just too much. The only thing that I want to propose is that they really take a second look at it and try to do something about it.
It should have the budget to cover the conservation of Atiwa Forest. They can turn it to a national park so that if they can have, they can even get money through converting it to a national park so that they can save the place for the future generation.
The government should invest more into our education. For instance, taking our education like this, it's like they are playing with our education too much. Some will say 3 years, some will say 4 years. So I think if the government should invest into our education, we are the future leaders. So the more he invests, that means we will become something worthy for the country. I think you should also invest into agriculture, which is the mainstay of the country's economy.
I want the government to invest into the agricultural sector so that the issue of unemployment will be decreased a little.
Those are views of a cross-section of the public on the budget to be read tomorrow.